Mark Levin, vaccine mandate unconstitutional. Federal government doesn't have plenary police powers, the states do. By Jeff Poor on November 5, 2021. Conservative talker Mark Levin, author of American Marxism, criticized the Biden administration and the Democratic Party on multiple levels Thursday on FNC's Hannity. Levin questioned the merits of the vaccine mandate and critical race theory, which he called a poison. He also warned the battle goes beyond Tuesday's election victory for Republicans in Virginia. Transcript as follows. Levin, what's happening throughout this country, listening to those wonderful patriots there, is that the government is weeding out people who just don't go along with authoritarianism. They're weeding out people through these vaccine mandates. Many people who have the natural immunity, they're going to be fired with an unconstitutional legal mandate from Joe Biden. The federal government doesn't have plenary police powers. The states do. And OSHA has no statutory authority, that is the Labor Department, over vaccines. If any department did and they don't, it would be HHS. And notice they didn't issue any regulation. So this will be defeated. But it's the mentality, it's the totalitarian mentality. And so, they're trying to weed out forces that support freedom and reject authoritarianism. The war on the cops is a perfect example. The war on the military is another example. And it's going on throughout this American Marxism movement. Notice this book American Marxism, that's not at West Point. That's done in our schools, and why not? Because this is the antidote to what's going on in this country. Now the parents in Virginia and elsewhere who rose up. The parents in Virginia and elsewhere, being a parent myself as are you, critical race theory is poison. But it's more than critical race theory. What's being done to your children is outrageous. What kind of a country are we going to leave to our children and grandchildren and generations yet born? This movement is across the board, this radical extremist movement. I'll give you some examples. The debt, who's going to pay this debt? We actually have moronic statements coming out of the president, the Democrat Party, that they're going to spend trillions in debt, but it doesn't create debt. In fact, it's going to help eliminate the debt. This is how stupid they think we are. That's not true. They want to expand Medicare, which will destroy Medicare. Well, who's going to pay for that? Your children and your grandchildren. This massive entitlement. Education, it's indoctrination, it's racism, it's a radical left agenda. Test scores are going down in every part of this country. What about immigration? A complete lack of assimilation, the borders wide open. You're going to have tribalization in the years ahead. What kind of country are we leaving our children? I would ask the parents of this country. Look at the environment. Under the environment, we have this primitive movement, this regressive movement that is a war on capitalism, a war on economic growth and opportunity, a war on private property rights. This is the core of Americanism. It's the core of Americanism. They create impoverishment. They create lawlessness with their agenda and so forth. Let's go on. National security. What are we doing about national security? China's on the rise. China is building a military that is prepared for war. Our military is being gutted and undermined with this social agenda, this critical race theory, and a thousand other ways. It's not being properly funded. We're not building up our military to confront China or Russia or Iran, or any of these other threats that we face. So one day, our children and grandchildren, unfortunately because of the provocative nature of these American Marxists and the Democrat Party, are going to have to defend this country. They're going to have to go to war for this country. Look at the Constitution. We inherited a beautiful document, the greatest document on the face of the earth for governance. It's under constant attack, separation of powers, the independence of the judiciary, the imperial presidency, war on the Bill of Rights, and so forth and so on. What kind of a country are we creating and leaving to our children? So, the same parents that rose up at school board meetings, the same parents are concerned about critical race theory, and they sure damn well should be. The same parents are concerned about this transgender movement, and the same parents are concerned about who should control what in their children's lives. You need to understand, your children, grandchildren, generations yet born are being plundered. They're being plundered by Joe Biden, by Chuck Schumer, by Nancy Pelosi and Bernie Sanders. They're being plundered by Akintu Omar and Tlaib. they're being plundered by this radicalism and this extremism of these American Marxist movements. And we need to understand, we need to be resolute. A victory the other day is a beautiful thing, but this is one battle after another after another. It's a battle over the culture. It's a battle over the economy. It's a battle over constitutional republicanism, because every one of these fundamental principles that have given us life, liberty and prosperity is under attack by the Democrat Party, by their surrogates in academia, by the surrogates in the media, by their surrogates in entertainment. And so, while the other night was a grand victory, it's one small step in what needs to be many, many steps to protect the future of our children. So parents and grandparents, we need to step up. Fight in the classrooms, fight the school boards, but fight this agenda also that's coming out of Washington and many of these state capitals that are going to destroy the future of your children and devour their opportunity. That's it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.